This is Health Matters reporting on the ups and downs of caffeine.
Coffee, tea, and chocolate are primary sources of caffeine. And of course, energy drinks are laden with it. Caffeine is a prized energizer, no doubt about it. Most of us ingest some form of caffeine on a daily basis, and with good reason. Studies confirm that caffeine makes you alert and clear-headed. It improves concentration and energy, even feelings of sociability. A study of cognitive ability in women found that those who consumed caffeine had slower levels of decline.
Medically, caffeine overall is considered more beneficial than harmful, except many question if it's good for children. With the increasing popularity of energy drinks and the ongoing love of chocolate, kids may be getting more caffeine a day than they should.
Some children are sensitive to caffeine. It can cause temporary anxiety or irritability. Also, most of the caffeine that kids consume is in sodas, sweetened teas, and energy drinks, all of which contain a lot of sugar. This delivers a high dose of empty calories. With a childhood obesity epidemic in progress, the last thing they need is empty calories.
Caffeine is a mild pain reliever and is included in over-the-counter medications for colds and flu and for headaches. It's also included in diet pills as it can reduce appetite. But these medications may keep you awake at night depending on how much caffeine you've had from other sources and how late in the day you've had it. It's true the body absorbs caffeine quickly, but it also gets rid of it quickly. 75% of the caffeine you've ingested is eliminated in 8 to 10 hours, so a couple of cups of coffee in the morning certainly won't interfere with sleep at night.
Most people can consume caffeine up until 4 in the afternoon and not be kept awake by it. It depends on your metabolism and how much you consume.
While moderate amounts of daily caffeine are not harmful to healthy adults, there are a few health issues to be aware of. Caffeine does cause a slight increase in blood pressure and heart rate. People with high blood pressure or cardiovascular problems may notice this, or not. In any case, if you have these conditions, it's a good idea to check with your doctor about how much caffeine you should consume daily.
It's been claimed that caffeine causes bone loss. Studies have not proven that, but they have established that high levels of caffeine can increase calcium and magnesium loss in urine, and calcium and magnesium are essential to keeping bones healthy. Some doctors recommend limiting your calcium intake to 300 milligrams a day if you have osteoporosis.
How do you know what a 300 milligram limit is?
One cup of coffee is 100 milligrams. But it's hard to say for sure what an individual's limit should be. It depends on your age and what your health issues are. For example, there is research that links hip fracture risks to caffeine intake in older adults, so elders may be more sensitive to caffeine's impact on calcium metabolism. It's a question to discuss with your health care provider.
Another example, caffeine is a mild diuretic, but this does not mean it causes dehydration.
What about caffeine and cancer?
That's a myth. 13 studies of 20,000 people found no relationship between caffeine and cancer. Further, it was found that caffeine may protect against certain cancers.
Many caffeine studies focus on coffee only. For example, studies have shown that coffee may protect against Parkinson's disease, type 2 diabetes, and liver disease, including liver cancer. Coffee also decreases the risk of depression.
Coffee has been linked to mild elevations in cholesterol levels, but only if it's boiled or espresso.
Some people have a genetic mutation that slows the breakdown of caffeine in the body. This goes back to the metabolism issue. If you metabolize caffeine more slowly, this may affect your health risks. Compared with its benefits, coffee has fewer risks. As long as you take into account that adding cream and refined sugar introduces calories you may not need.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Tashauna Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.